this is a place where I thought I was going to die. I was only there for 2 weeks working temp to perm and being at my desk on the 80th floor. I never thought on primary day, the next day, that I would be screeching for God to save me and don't let me die. I felt the building shake, and then there was debris coming in. One of the fire wardens on the floor said, go in the conference room, everything is under control. All of a sudden, the windows crashed into the conference room. That's when we realized, okay, there's something really wrong. Once we start going down the stairs, when we get to like the 30th floor, you start to feel, I think it's something that God puts in you. You know when something is wrong. Now I see firemen coming up. I'll never forget that, because they probably didn't make it out of there. You're not thinking in that situation. You just know, is something wrong here? So we go down to the mall, which is underneath the whole complex. And now all of a sudden, I felt rumbling. And then I felt an enormous amount of wind, like what you would think hell would be like. Debris is hitting me. I'm being thrown around. Now it's pitch black, and I can't even see my hand in front of me. And I remember screeching, God, please don't let me die in here. Please don't let me die. I didn't remember how I got out of there for years. Even now, I can't remember everything, but I do remember walking out near the Cortlandt Street side, and a woman from the Associated Press snapped my picture. And that's the famous picture with my hand in my head. And now I'm walking, and now all of a sudden I hear rumbling again. I hear it under my feet. My building, which is now in the Freedom Tower, the one with the antenna, I could see that it's gonna collapse. And now I'm really running really, really fast. I kept falling. As quickly as it started, it stopped. I stayed in front of the TV, like for days. And I kept thinking, how did I get out of that building? Once I saw it, what happened, why did I not die? I met a young lady on September 11th of 2003. She literally kept speaking to me, saying, you know, you need God. I actually hired another woman. She sat right next to me, and she would talk about God, and she would tell me I need to read my Bible. I was searching for God. I was running into Catholic churches, you know, lighting candles, because I knew I needed forgiveness. I didn't understand the gospel. I went to see The Passion of the Christ, the first showing in New York, anywhere. And when I walked out of there, I called my girlfriend Marilyn and said, I'm going to church with you. And that was Palm Sunday. I heard the biblical gospel that God is holy. We are not. We need forgiveness of our sins. Jesus Christ paid a debt we couldn't pay. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of Christ in him. I started to read my Bible, and it opened up in ways it never did, because I had his spirit. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of Christ in him. I evangelize because I love my neighbor and I love the Lord, and I want to see sinners saved, partly because God saved me. How I learned about Living Waters, my church, we did Tuesday night with Way of the Master season 1. We did the whole series. Within maybe 2-3 months, we were out on the street. Like, everywhere we went, we were out on the street. We were buying tracts, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. It's such a joy. I watched you guys on Way of the Master, listened to Way of the Master radio. And during that time, it made me love his word more. When I woke up on September 10th, I never knew that I may stand before a holy, righteous God. I don't want any of my days to be a waste. I want it to bring glory to him, whether I'm at work, I'm being a good steward of what he's given me, sharing the gospel wherever I go, just loving my neighbor. And, you know, I wake up in the morning and I think, today's a new day to bring glory to Christ. We are those who have the message. Why would we not share it?